This is Embracing Change with Lakrita Bowman and Jennifer Osborne. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Embracing Change. This is episode 12 of our season, Women of Change.
Amen.
And we've had some really fantastic women.
We have. And I want to shout out to all of them that came in and trusted our process to be a part of our podcast, Embracing Change.
Yeah.
I do, because to share your story and your work is amazing. And this March was the month of International Women's Month. I just think that women have so much superpower that we are better together than we are apart. And so I'm just grateful that all of them came in. Michelle Smith, who has Faith Freedom Life, Vice Mayor Kearney, Lemon Kearney.
The full name. I love that when I introduced her. She was like, "You got my full name."
You know,
Jan Michelle Lemon Kearney.
Yeah, Kearney. You know what I'm saying? Just thank you for as productive as you are in the city and making a difference, and all the things that you would make time for this podcast and share your story. It was an amazing story.
Yeah.
The connections you have, the passion you have. I just thought it was beautiful. Vanita Turner, who came in and shared about a new heart. Beautiful, because if we look at our lives, don't we all want a new heart in some kind of way? You know, but she had literally a new heart. Like, she got a heart transplant. Like, a real new heart.
And
she,
a legit.
And as you've listened to her story, you see her organization, you know. And today I was coming here and I was listening to something about through Anita Phillips, who is a pastor, Anita Phillips, now with LA One Potter House in Los Angeles. And she was talking about there's a difference between growth and being stretched. And it's really impactful. We think we're growing when we're really being stretched. And there's nothing wrong with comfort. We have made comfort ugly. And comfort, if you look it up, means to rest, rejuvenate. And it was another piece she used. And she said there's nothing wrong with it. Because that's what comes, really, that comfort comes from growth. Growth comes from comfort. And we, because as people, I don't do busy, I do productive, but people who are productive or busy, depends on which one you use, always feel like they need to be doing something. And she was just saying that you should know the difference when you've been stretched and when you're growing. And she used the plant as an analogy. And a lot of times I was looking and it reminded me of the plant where I was this weekend. I was on a retreat, no TV, no, you know, just good fellowship with 25 women. And there was a plant in a room and it took me back there. And the plant just had, it was a lot of vine on it, but it wasn't a lot of leaves on it. Mm. And she said, what has happened is that the plant has been stretched. And it looks like it's growing, but it really has just been stretched. And she said, what it means is that, and you can always, she said, and if the leaves are not like on all the vine, it's being stretched down, meaning it's not being stretched up. There's a difference. When you are being stretched by God, you're being stretched up.
You're growing.
And you're growing.
Yeah.
And then when you're being stretched down, It's because you're not getting the right nutrients, or that plant probably is, it needs to be cut back. It needs to be replanted. It needs to be in a different setting. And she was just really breaking it down, because her whole philosophy about mental health, if you look at the brain stem, it's just like a plant, body is a plant, you know. But it was just the analogy she used was just where I am in my life too. And so when I look at all the women that we interviewed, I just feel like they're all being stretched, but they're also growing. And then she talked about purpose. She said, we all are looking for our purpose. And she said, quit asking what your purpose is. She said, the sadness is that we all, especially if we're in the kingdom, should know our purpose. She said, but you ain't even got to be in the kingdom to know a purpose. Because a purpose is something that excites you and that creates space for you. And it is in the community you in. You see a need in your community and you go make it happen.
Yeah.
That is your purpose. And then she talked about, oh my God, over being fruitful and multiplying. And then in this piece, she talked about when you look at the woman's reproductive organs, we have two ovaries, but we have thousands of eggs, and not all of them are going to be fruitful. Why do we believe that we need to be doing 25 things at a time? She said, "That's you cannot birth 25 things at one time.
No. You can only,
not well, but it was just the way she said it. It was just so powerful.
Yeah.
Where you can start. And I feel like the women that we interview, they all found their purpose. I think about, you know, like I said, Vanita, who out of her heart transplant created a ministry, you know, and an organization out of it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When you look at Janita, who went through her piece, she created Give Me a Break, another, you know what I mean? When you look at Trina, who went through Trina, who does reentry, you know what I mean? The passion of where, you know what I'm saying, how she got into the job that she was.
Yep.
She seen a need, and then she really believed that this is where the Lord wanted her. And then you look at Councilwoman Mika Owens,
yep,
and all the things that she tried, but she knew that everything she ever do, from selling Mary Kay to become councilwoman of the city of Cincinnati, it was always about what it was for the underprivileged and what it was to make sure that people got what they needed. She seen a need in her community and she went after it.
Yeah.
You know, that is purpose. Yeah. And you look at Dr. Rhonda is the same when she was working in a prison and seeing that the women were hungry for more and more and more. And she left and went and got educated. And now she is doing that for, you know, creating curriculum, you know what I'm saying, about abuse, because she, out of her own passion, out of her own story.
Out of her own pain.
You know
pain,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Out of her own pain. And then you got Trevina out of her own pain that does 513 bus, but still everything she went through. And even as she sat here and talked about, and I've been knowing Trevina for a while, but just all of that is about purpose. You know, I feel like we go from our pain to our passion to our purpose. And passion is not always something, you know, that for me, passion is also irritating. What is that irritating itch on you? When you see it, it just irritates the heck out of you. That's probably something purposefully you need to be doing, because you see something missing and you wish it was there. Perhaps God is calling you to be the missing link.
Yeah.
And, you know, then we have Dr. Courtney Walton, who is, you know, went through many things, but got through her education and now, you know, creating her own ministry for people, women of color. She was at the conference I was at, the retreat, done a great presentation this weekend about, you know, brown people and what we carry and how we carry it and what is the cost. And she talked about our ancestors and how many times we've had to get through things when necessary, because it was necessary, but some kind of way it just continues to go on. And we as women keep on pushing ourselves. We push ourselves past ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we have, you know, Ebony Pratt, who a young woman who, you know, took a leap to come to Cincinnati and, you know, came and didn't tell her mom, you know what I'm saying? But then she knew in school she wanted to work with nonprofits and, you know, but she took this whole piece and trusted the process.
Yeah.
And now she's here in Cincinnati working for CityLink and doing some great work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have Judge Janelle Trotter Bratton, who she gave us so much information about power.
Yeah.
When you ask the question, who's got the most power in the room? I always thought it was the judge in my case.
Yeah.
But it's really the prosecutor.
Yeah, because they make the decision.
They make the decision whether or not to prosecute you, whether you get indicted, whether you get... That was such an eye-opening, and it was something new I learned after all these years of before being in prison and being in front of judges I think people needed to hear that.
Yeah.
That they really have the most influential power in the room. And how she went through every kind of spectrum to being that, to being her own practice, to now being a judge and overseeing the court of, you know, of change court, of working with individuals, women and younger people to make the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just been amazing. This whole journey, just the enlightening, the information we have found, the different things we're seeing. And that's what this is really about, is having people so our audience can learn about different ministries that you may want to get involved in. They could not ask for much or anything, but I would promote, if you feel a need to want to volunteer for one of those ministries, or you feel like you want to have a financial gift to those ministries, or you want to learn more, you can contact us, or you can go back to their podcast. And I believe, Jennifer, you've put all their information on there. Yep. Because something out of 12 people, surely 11 women, surely something touched your heart outside, you know, that says, you know what, I want to know more about this. I want to understand this more, you know, because it was just a vast of information this month.
Yeah, it was a rich tapestry of women. And at a minimum, this is 11 women who are beautiful, strong role models.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just some of the stories were mind-blowing. And it's like, yes, yes. Like, that is, that story, when someone would share something, I'd be like, yes, that, like, the world needs to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought so much of, like, Mika Owens and Trevina Adams, how they were, you know, young moms and single moms, and, you know, and then they didn't let that define them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They could have, by all accounts, just said, yeah, all right, so this is my lot in life, I'm just, you know, not gonna do anything but what I've been given. But instead they were like, okay, that's just a little speed bump, but I'm gonna keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And they strove for more, they had passion for more. They worked and tried and did. I mean, just beautiful role models. And I think so many young women need to hear that, you know, out of those two stories. Like, they need to hear that. Like, if you think just because you're a single mom or a young mom or whatever it is, like, your story isn't written. It's just something you're experiencing in this moment. Like, you can accomplish so much, especially in putting your faith in God, right? And he ordains you for so much more than you ever hoped or imagined. So.
Exactly. It's amazing.
Oh,
it's
amazing. These ladies are mind-blowingly just strong, strong role models. And I was really honored to talk to you, everyone that we've talked to, because it was just like, wow, I never knew that about you. Like Jean Michelle, who is...
She went to school with Barack Obama.
Oh, good friends with him, right. But also... she has no pretense,
none,
right?
None whatsoever.
She's so approachable. She's so kind. She loves the Lord. And yet she is the vice mayor, and she is
mm-hmm.
just really like whip smart. She is just the kindest, one of the most beautiful women I've known. And it was just really great to just have a casual conversation with her, just to sit down and spend some time. So yeah, all the ladies, like, Vanita Turner, who got a new heart. Who would think that just getting a heart transplant would then lead into a ministry that is, it's like there's a gap there. Like, she just saw it and
she
just
saw it
leaned
for the
into
families
it.
That don't have places to stay when they come to get those transplants, whether it is organ transplants, you know, hearts or whatever.
Yeah.
She creating one, a space, a clean, and that's what Pastor Anita Phillips was talking about. Growth is when you have a clean, nurturing, safe environment. That's where growth happens. And I thought, wow, that is so good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so she saw that was needed. People needed to have an environment where they can come at no cost, like the Ronald McDonald House, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
And her story was amazing. I mean, it really did drive home the importance of looking for God in anything, mm-hmm. right?
Or God showing up in everything.
In everything, that's right. Like
you ain't even got to be looking sometimes. Most of the time, you ain't even looking. I'm a prime example. Today, I had, okay, prime example. But you got to be so aware that you've asked God to give you confirmation on something. So today, I had a presentation, or I had a meet greet with someone today with one another staff, and we went to North College Hill coffee shop. And my first thought was, why are we here? Like, because the person we met with lives in Clifton. I'm thinking, like, why are we in North College Hill? But the person that was meeting, she was at a meeting in North College Hill Presbyterian Church. So that's why we was there. But as soon as we pulled up, and me and the person was just sitting in the car talking, and there was a prayer that I had asked the Lord on Thursday. If I was supposed to reach out to this person, then confirm to me if I'm supposed to reach out to him about this situation. It's a tool he created. It's Bishop Michael, Dr. Michael E. Dantley. He created a tool about vision. It deals with, are you a visionary? Are you a designer?
Oh, yeah,
are you an
that.
Implementer?
Yeah.
Are you a maintainer?
Yeah.
So that is his curriculum. And so I have it. I was cleaning out some stuff at the office because I'm throwing away a lot of stuff, and I had it. And I really felt like I would love to sit down with him and talk to him about this and see if he's still using it as part of his, you know, what is he doing with it? So then LinkedIn, he put that he started MED Consultant, which is Michael E. Dantley Consulting. And I was like, okay, that's one sign. But Lord, if you want me to talk to him about that, I'm just going to, you know, you bring it to me. I don't want to just call him. You bring it. We sitting there in the parking lot. Who you think comes out the door?
Bishop Dantley.
Bishop Mike, Dr. Michael E. Dantley comes out the door. No, no, no. You should have saw me. No, 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 no. Dave was with me. Me and Dave Pinson was together. And Dave was in a midstream sentence. And I said, stop, Dave. No, 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 no. There's Bishop Dantley. There's Bishop. I hopped out of that car so fast to come. He had his ear pods on. Is there, you know, and I was like, that Bishop Dantley. And so by this time, Dave got out of the car. No, it was funny. Dave got out of the car, and Dave is standing there watching this interaction. And I was like, oh, Bishop Dantley, Bishop Dantley. Oh, my God, my God, oh, my. Oh, my God, you are an answer to a prayer. You are an answer to a prayer. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I was just all so excited. And then he looked at Dave. He said, you know I love her, don't you? You know that I love Lucreta. And then I said, I'm sorry, you're on the phone. Forgive me, I'm being rude. He said, I'm talking to Carol. I said, hey, Pastor Carol, how you doing? And he's like, Carol, this is Lucreta. Say hi. So, you know. And then he looked at Dave. He said, you know I love her. He said, and this is why, part of this right here, she sees God in so many ways. And today, she is seeing God through me. And I said, yes, yes, let me tell you. So I asked him about his tool. And he said, yes, I'm working with that. I said, can I get in contact with you and sit down with you? And how do I do that? Because I have his number. But it's like, no, I want to follow whatever order he has. He gave me his assistant number, told me to call her. He said, I would love, I said, because there are organizations that I'm going to be working with. And I would love, especially for their board members and different things. I kept thinking about your tool that you had. It helped my life. And I wanted to, he's like, oh my God. He said, that's what I love about you, Lucreta. You just never, you don't want to reproduce something. You want to make sure that other people's information gets out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what we did with these 11 women.
Yeah.
I don't need to be, if it's out there already, I think that we need to let our egos and logos lay them down on the ground and try to find the common level of togetherness, because I believe we get more. I just think we can do more. We can be more. We don't keep needing to reinvent the wheel. And that's what Embracing Change is going to do in its future, is how do we connect people to the resources they need, even if it's each other.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I, if it's already out there, I don't need to go create it. I just need to go join forces with it and find out what part of the leg or the foot I am to the bigger body.
Yep. Yep. Being better together.
Being better. I just tell people, my husband says it all. We may not have it all together, but together we can have it all.
Yep. Amen.
You know, he says that to me all the time, you know, for other reasons, but he says it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's great, but he's right.
But I mean, today I was just so excited because to me that was the answer to my prayer. I really was supposed to see Bishop Bentley. I was supposed to use this tool. That was my confirmation. Yeah. And he's, you know, but this is what one of my people said to me. They said, Laquita, the thing I love about you, when I told him about it, they said, the thing I love about you, I love a lot about you, but one of the things I admire about you is you hear God and you wait on him. And when he shows up, you're like a little child in a candy store.
Yeah.
And you get so excited. I said, because I don't ever want to take God for granted. You know, I know he got many children, but I'm still his only child. And so I just don't ever want to take him for granted, though. Right?
No, true, you know, story. What I mean? Yeah.
I don't ever want to just, like, yeah. I'm just so grateful that he loved me so much. And I know we're coming into, you know, we just left Palm Sunday. We're coming towards Good Friday. And then we're coming into Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
And just this whole week is Passion Week. You know what I mean? And I just don't ever want to forget what he went through to get me. And what he's depending on me, you know, to do for his kingdom. So other people can experience the joy of the Lord and the freedom of his truth.
Amen.
I just don't ever want to forget.
No. No. No, and he is so, so, so good. He's so good. And it just in even hearing you talk now, it's such a wonder in how he weaves our lives together. Like it when it says that before one of our days had happened, all of them were written in his book. In his book. And it's like, oh man, like I can just see him with loving hands touching the pages of our lives, the things that we're going to live through and the things that he knows that are going to be hard and how he's going to be there for us and the things that are going to bring us great joy and how he is satisfied in surrounding us with those things. Like all of the loving ways in which God just, every step, everything we did, it's just beautifully ordained because of love, because of love. And it's in those moments when I hear that, when I hear your story and how grateful you are and how beautifully he has weaved things together for all of these ladies, for me, like I don't know why people wouldn't just want to run to him every second of every moment of every day. I see people that don't know him and I think it makes my heart sad because I think your life could be so much more if you but would turn to the source of your life, the origin of your life, because he's a good daddy. Mm-hmm. He's a good papa. Mm-hmm. He has nothing but goodness for us. And sometimes it is born out of adversity, but it is good for us. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You get me preaching over here in this chair. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I'm just so grateful.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I even had an opportunity like over the weekend to share a message about rebirth and how God doesn't waste a season. Like there's no season we go through. There's nothing that we experience that God can't cause rebirth and renewal and things that we weren't really expecting out of maybe dry, maybe seemingly dead spaces. And that's because he is a God of love and he is weaving our lives in these very perfect ways. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Gets me excited. I'm just
grateful as we come to an end of this season, we just want to thank those who listen to us and thank the women that have come and given us their precious, precious time. And most of all, like, share their gifts with us.
Yeah.
We look forward to what God is going to do in all of you all's life. We will continue to pray for you all. We're here for you for anything you may need.
Yes.
If we can, you know, we got to reach out today from one of our people for something they're doing on May the 1st. And we just want to make sure that we also share that this, you know, that City Gospel Mission is one of our greatest partners, and we both work with City Gospel Mission. We work for Jesus, but we work with City Gospel Mission.
<That's right.
laughs> And City Gospel Mission has been such a big, and you're going to hear a lot about City Gospel Mission, probably more in the next season of our podcast, because Charles and I are going to do the story our story, the story of us, however we end up naming it. But Charles, my husband, and I are going to talk about our 33-year marriage and our lives together as one and what we've done through these 33 years. And I'm looking forward to that.
Me
and
too.
City Gospel Mission has been such a big part of that for us.
Yeah, these last 30 years.
Holy over cow. The last 30 years, this City Gospel Mission has been a big chunk of our marriage and our ministry and our family.
If you've been a listener for any time, you have heard, hopefully, that for the last, I don't know how many episodes, we have
since
a commercial.
Since we started.
Commercial for City Gospel Mission, because they are doing a great work in Cincinnati. They work in youth and employment. They have the
Transformational Recovery,
homeless services. Yeah, and they are affiliated with, well, Hope House is an affiliate of City Gospel Mission
in Middletown.
So yeah, they're doing just a lot of really great work. If you want to know more about them, their website is citygospelmission.org. And there are so many ways you can get involved. You can get involved through donating. You can get involved through volunteering. At a minimum, you can get involved by praying. Pray for City Gospel Mission and all the work that they do. They serve the community all the way from infancy through Little Village to well into adulthood through various services that they have, the employment network, the homeless services, what have you. So, yeah. We would just encourage you to check them out. And quite honestly, with that commercial, that's what we're really hoping that you do, is to learn more about them, because they have been just a great support. And yeah, we work with them. So Lucreta, I guess we will kind of wrap it up at that. Again, just a summary of our guests. We had Michelle Smith, Faith Freedom Life. We had Jan Michelle Kearney, the Vice Mayor of Cincinnati. We had Vanita Turner and her ministry. We had Janita Cummins and Give Me a Break. We had Trina Jackson and the Office of Reentry. We had Councilwoman Mika Owens. We had Dr. Rhonda Smith. We had Trevina Adams. We had Courtney Walton, Ebony Pratt, and Judge Janaea Trotter Bratton. What a just a catalog of the best role models you could have in women right there.
Amen.
Very honored to know them. So, all right, folks. Well, this is the end of season 12. Thank you for being a listener. And we look forward to our next season, which, again, Lucreta already alluded to it. We are planning to interview her and Charles, who have had 30 years of ministry, over 30 years of ministry in the transformational recovery area and just transforming lives. So until then, thank you, folks.
The year was 1924. A missions worker from Dayton, Ohio, realized that Cincinnati was in need of its own mission. A vision was born after working with business leaders in the area, including James N. Gamble of Procter & Gamble fame. Throughout its 100-year history, City Gospel Mission has worked tirelessly in the community to break the cycle of poverty and despair as a beacon of hope to the homeless, those recovering from life-controlling issues, youth, and those needing job services. City Gospel Mission has also stayed true to being Christ-centered, as the founders intended when they laid the foundation of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We look forward to our next 100 years for changing lives and saving souls. Thanks. You've been listening to the Embracing Change podcast. Music production and mastering by Gone Coastal Productions. Podcast editing and production by Jennifer Osborne.
Podcast copyright 2025 by Lucreta Bowman.